I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 40 million people have died of AIDS. As World AIDS Day approaches Friday, HIV/AIDS is receiving a lot of attention. Compassion International's Dr. Scott Todd says HIV/AIDS is affecting their work.
We have thousands of children in our program who are infected with HIV. Last year alone, over 500,000 children died due to this virus. And the real tragedy of that is that the majority of that is preventable.
While the Christian response has been slow, Compassion is helping with their AIDS initiative. It's having an impact. Next, the global infrastructure is collapsing into slums under the strain of urban migration. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship Scott Bessenecker is teaching a slum ministry track at Urbana 06, one of the largest missions conferences, now just a month away. Why?
There's a spirit amongst evangelical youth very much akin to the friars, the preaching orders that sent men and women out into desperate places to build hope from the inside out. I think there is a significant movement afoot where young people are going to be moving into these places of despair with the gospel.
And Promise Keepers, the international ministry to men, has wrapped up its 16th season of conferences. In this year's season, they reached more than 132,000 men with the gospel, with over 3,000 men giving their lives to Christ. This year's meetings help men discover their God-given potential, hone their talents, and move ahead with accountability. The PK team is now looking ahead to 16 specially focused shorter events around the U.S. in 2007. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available the CD called Christmas, Let the Earth Rejoice, that will keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Get a copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.